I'd like to start by reading one verse of scripture in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Confide in Jehovah with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own intelligence. It's a very simple verse. It's actually what we had for the children on Thursday night. It's a memory verse. Trying to convey to them something of faith. This is the one that we had this week, and it stuck with me, and it's something I'd like to share. Confide in Jehovah with all thy heart. In other translations it says, trust in Jehovah with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own intelligence. And I'd like to think about faith, and what it means to have faith in Christ. The second part of this verse is, lean not unto thine own intelligence. And I'd like to consider just how weak we really are, and how sometimes we think that we can cope with things, and how we can manage on our own, and everything's okay. But then something happens, and you realize just how weak you really are, and how unable you are. But I'd like to contrast that with the power that we find in God, and the power that we know through the love of Jesus Christ, and know that we have confidence and trust in someone that's far greater and far more able than anything that we could possibly imagine. And that's something that's really helped me this week, and I hope it's something that helps tonight. The other scripture I'd like to read is in Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14 and verse 25. But in the fourth watch of the night, he, that is Jesus, went off to them, walking on the sea. And the disciples, seeing him walking on the sea, were troubled, saying, It is an apparition. And they cried out through fear. But Jesus immediately spoke to them, saying, Take courage, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter, answering him, said, Lord, if it be thou, command me to come to thee upon the waters. And he said, Come. And Peter, having descended from the ship, walked upon the waters to go to Jesus. But seeing the wind strong, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught hold of him, and says to him, O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt? And when they had gone up into the ship, the wind fell. But those in the ship came and did homage to him, saying, Truly, thou art God's son. This is one example of many that I could have chosen. But it's one that I've been reminded of recently. It's wonderful to consider exactly who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. But here we have the disciples sitting in a boat. And I like to think that that boat represents our own confidence in ourselves and what we think and everything that we do. And we feel safe. We can feel safe. But here, we see something incredible. We see Jesus walking on the water. This is so far beyond our own understanding. And Peter says, Lord, if it be thou. He recognized immediately who it was. But have you seen Jesus Christ? Do you know him? Do you know who he is? Have you seen him walking to you? I love it. So it says, take courage, it is I. Be not afraid. Maybe you didn't realize you're afraid. Maybe you don't realize you're afraid of something. Maybe it's death. Maybe it's what might happen tomorrow. But here it says, take courage, it is I. Be not afraid. I want to tell you that in Christ, there is no need to be fearful. We have today perfect love casts out fear. And I'd like you to know something about that perfect love. That perfect love that affects me. And I would it would affect you as well. To know that with Christ there is no fear. Only the joy of knowing himself. If it be thou, command me to come to thee upon the waters. Peter realized the power that Jesus had. He had the power to say, command me to come to thee upon the waters. And then he descended from the boat. Imagine that. He was leaving what he thought was safe, but walking to what he knew was safe. He knew that there was safety in Christ. Have you ever felt that? That what you rely on might not be safe. Maybe you rely on money or power or status or family or friends. Maybe you think that's safe. But it can all be taken away in an instant. But with Jesus, there's utter safety and rest for your soul. And I think about how Peter descended from the ship. Imagine leaving what you're comfortable with, what you've known for so long, but looking towards something far greater and far better than you could ever imagine, and know it in your heart that there's true rest and peace looking upon Jesus. Walked upon the waters to go to Jesus. Imagine that. Something so vastly impossible to our natural minds. But it was happening, and he was looking at Jesus. And what wonderful confidence he must have had. Then he says, but seeing the wind strong, he was afraid. Even as Christians, we can be afraid. But it's only when we take our eyes off Jesus and we look around us, we look around at everything that we thought we knew. And here he says, you see the wind strong. Imagine that, taking your eyes off Jesus and looking around you. And that was when he started to sink. And I want to re-emphasize how important it is to keep your eyes upon Jesus at every single time. To know the safety that there is. Because he cried out, Lord, save me. What simple words they are. How many times have you prayed and started out, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. I know how many times I've started a prayer like that. And here we have immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught hold of him. I want you to think just how safe and secure that hand must have felt. And do you know that safety and security in your life? To know that Jesus is stretching out his hand to you right now, and there's safety and security and firmness and strength in that hand, and that there can be that strength in your life, a certainty of knowing your sins forgiven. What wonderful thing it is to know the redemption of your soul, that Jesus has paid in blood the full price for that soul, that you are now secured, redeemed, paid for in full. And you're safe and secure with Jesus. And then Jesus says, O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt? I think we all have moments when we lack in faith. I'm so thankful I have Jesus there, stretching out his hand to me, ready to catch me. Immediately, he stretched out his hand. And finally, we have those in the ship, those that saw that. What a wonderful thing to see Peter walking on the water. Truly, thou art God's Son. Do you know who Jesus really is? Do you know him as God's Son? I know lots of people that think he's just a person, just a name. I hear his name a lot at work. But then I'm reminded that his name will live, whatever names may die. And I want you to know that his name lives in my heart, and it gives me joy and peace knowing that Jesus loves me and has always loved me. Well, how do I know that I'm safe? It's not just a hand. We have a real certain knowledge of something far greater than just that. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish but have life eternal. We have that up on the wall in our room. And there's a reason that we leave it up there. We don't change it. Because all the kids that come in, they look at that and they can see it. And sometimes they forget it's there because it's always been there. But like you right now, the scripture has always been there. It's always been there. Jesus loves you. We tell that to the children. What an amazing thing to know that someone loves you. And you might never have heard of them before. Sometimes they ask questions. How does he know me? He's always known me. Always. And he gave his only son to die for you. And on that tree, he shed his precious blood that you might be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tell them he's risen and living and ascended. And what power there is. I serve a risen Saviour. Not someone that's dead. Someone that's alive. And who loves me. And who always loves me. And it gives me true joy to know that Jesus loves me. There's one more scripture I'd like to read. And that's about what we have with Jesus. That's in Psalm 23. Mm. Mm. Psalm 23, Psalm of David. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of the days. I would like you to know the comfort and assurance that there is in knowing that Jesus is with you. And knowing that he died for you. It says here, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Being a Christian doesn't mean you get an easy life, but it means you have Jesus with you through every step of the way. And then finally, surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me for all the days of my life. And we have a wonderful hope. Wonderful hope to be with him in heaven.
Mm.
We have the promise of everlasting life. To be with Jesus in eternity. And that's the true peace and joy that I know in my heart. That whatever happens to me here, whatever, I'm safe and secure in the knowledge that Jesus loves me and has bought me. That's all I have to say. I hope it encourages you as it encourages me. For his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.